is the 24th of August, 1971. Paul Cummings talking to Art Smith in your shop in 104 West, 140 West 4th Street. Oh, that's really too much. Well, let's just start with some background. You were born in Brooklyn, right?
Yeah.
1923. How long did you live in Brooklyn, and what was Brooklyn like?
Well, I've lived largely two places in my life. I guess about two-thirds in Brooklyn, mm-hmm. and I'm back there now, living in a kind of interesting section with renovated brownstones,
mm-hmm.
and it's a little, just a tiny bit like the old village,
mm-hmm.
where I spent the rest of, say, one-third of my life,
mm-hmm.
living here.
Mm-hmm. Whereabouts in Brooklyn are you now?
In a section called Borum Hill,
mm-hmm.
Above the Heights.
Mm-hmm.
And it had recently become a Puerto Rican slum,
mm-hmm.
and the houses are all being bought up from them.
Mm-hmm.
God knows where they're going. But they're being bought up and renovated,
yeah.
and rented and bought.
And
there's almost a kind of pioneer spirit about cooperation and neighborliness. And it's a very interesting sort of experience. I've been there about 3 years,
mm-hmm.
in two different houses.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's comparatively refreshing as compared to a lot of New York.
Oh, I know. Well, you grew up there. Did you go to school there? And
yeah, I went
to schools.
The elementary school and Alexander Hamilton High School,
mm-hmm.
where, well, in elementary school, I think some of the art started. The ASPCA contests and those,
mm-hmm.
things, poster contests.
Right.
And then in high school there was a special art class which I was,
mm-hmm.
involved in,
mm-hmm.
and I went from there to Cooper Union.
Mm-hmm. Well, the art interest, you said, started in what, primary school.
Mm-hmm.
Did you draw and or what? Early in life, or at
pretty
home
early,
life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was drawing. And there,
mm-hmm.
was an interest too in. There always has been an interest in kind of three-dimensional work.
Mm-hmm.
In a sense, it wasn't pushed very much in school. I mean, what you were encouraged to do, if you were encouraged,
mm-hmm.
was to draw.
Mm-hmm.
Or make posters,
mm-hmm.
and in high school, paint.
Right.
I don't think I really exercised any three-dimensional thing until Cooper Union,
mm-hmm.
with sculpture classes,
mm-hmm.
and constructions and,
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing.
Well, what did your family think of this? Or they just kind of let you go? Or
well. In reference to the business that you do as a child,
mm-hmm.
I think they were pleased and proud, and it was a direction that parents could tolerate and maybe encourage.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, there was some chagrin,
mm-hmm.
when I announced that I wanted this to be my field.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the standard reaction is that you should become something like a tailor,
mm-hmm.
or a doctor, of course,
mm-hmm.
a lawyer. But actually, the tailoring kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
That
good,
category,
a good solid,
yeah, with something that would,
right.
you could readily make a living, like in your,
mm-hmm.
neighborhood, and,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that wouldn't take a lot of schooling and,
mm-hmm.
so on. My mother, rather quickly capitulated and decided, well, if that's what you want to do, meaning,
mm-hmm.
she'll have to sign.